Welcome to the GDC press gaggle. If you know that you would like to ask a question, please press star one to join the question queue. I will now turn the call over to Steve Sigmund. Steve, you
Thanks.
May begin.
Thanks, operator, and thanks everybody for getting on and for doing this remotely at least one more time. We're going to start with Steve Cohen, our New York co-chair, and then who has a few words, and then take questions. Steve, go ahead.
Thank you, Steve, and thanks everybody who's participating today for joining us on the call. As you saw, if you listened in on the board meeting, we are taking a number of actions to continue to build the Gateway Development Commission and to get the commission ready to take over the sponsorship of the Hudson Tunnel project and related issues involving the Gateway project generally. In addition, you saw today additional reason why it is really an opportune time to take advantage of the moment we now have to finally build a 21st century rail link between New York and New Jersey and connect the rest of the Northeastern corridor with resiliency and redundancy. The bottom line is that currently we're living in a world of unacceptable delay and risk. It affects people's lives and it affects overall the economic condition of the entire region, and I would argue the entire country. To the extent there was a question of whether or not people would be returning to travel, returning to commuting in the post-COVID world, I think we now have the resounding answer to that, which is yes, we are getting back to normal. And that unfortunately means we're also living with the problems that existed before COVID. It is clear that the ridership is back and will continue to grow. We finally have a moment where all the partners, local and federal, aligned and ready to deliver the jobs and quality infrastructure that our region and nation deserve. I can tell you that I think this is the most propitious moment for us to really commit to move this project forward, to move it forward aggressively and as quickly as possible. And with that, if anybody has any questions, I think myself and my co-commissioners are here to answer them.
Okay. So first we have a question from Danielle Moyo. Danielle, your line is open.
Hi, all. My question has to do with ahead of the executive session, there was a reference to discussing some things that may impact the ability to get federal funding. You know, I'm wondering if you can clarify what you were referencing there and if you could also just reaffirm that the original funding agreement between the states and government, if that's still on track or if there's been more discussions there.
No, and look, you've hit the right issue, which is it is about negotiations between the Gateway partners, no surprise. It is on track. Not is it on track. Not only is it on track, no pun intended, but I think the notion is that we want to accelerate and put those agreements in place. We have an obligation to put together a memorandum of understanding having to do with what the relative shares of the partners will be and how we're going to proceed. That is something that is very much currently in the works. And I think all of the partners are really embracing the opportunity to move this forward. It is something that in the last 6 months, in all candor, has required a bit of an adjustment because it is in such marked contrast to the last 4 years. I don't know if Tony or Valpreet, you have anything you want to add?
Yes. You know, obviously working on the financial plan together with all parties here, and submitting that this summer again for the FY22 financial plan. And you know, moving forward on obtaining meaningful feedback from the FTA regarding the CIG program, and then right after that, expediting the execution of the FFGA. So all things are, like Steve said, moving very quickly right now, and we're excited to see all partners are aligned. And I see that in the next coming months, and we should be having everything in and hopefully getting that feedback and moving forward with the FFGA.
Yeah, and I'll just sort of wrap up and agree with both Valpreet and Steve, but touch on one thing Steve mentioned at the end of his comment, which is that there's been an unbelievable shift in the level of federal cooperation with advancing the Gateway program generally, but in particular the Hudson Tunnel project, which is, you know, the first item on our agenda here, to the point where we are looking at some very near-term ability to create some real concrete agreements on advancing the Hudson Tunnel project, you know, in the near term and getting that thing started. So we're all working really hard to take advantage of what is now a much improved environment.
Okay, operator, next question.
Okay, if you would like to ask a question, do press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from Larry Higgs. Larry, your line is now open.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
great.
Larry.
Okay, my question has to do with a letter that the Build Gateway Now Coalition sent to both Governor Cuomo and Governor Murphy's office, warning the states that the project could possibly be delayed if state financing plans aren't submitted this summer. I wanted two questions. What is your response to that letter, if you've seen it? And have you talked to the governor's offices about where they are with the plan and if something could be submitted this year to get the current fiscal year's round of CIG funding?
I guess I can go first, speaking on behalf of New York. I actually have seen the letter. I can tell you that I've been directed by the governor's office to move forward as rapidly as possible to get the broadest possible understanding about this project and to get agreement and commitment among the parties to move forward. And by the way, I mean, one of the things that, you know, we are interested in is this is a long-term project and making sure that we have a pathway to, you know, from start to finish, get this project done.
It's the same for New Jersey. Yes, I've seen the letter as well, and I'll mimic what Steve just mentioned. And I just said that earlier. We are doing everything right now and working on that financial plan and will submit it this summer.
Okay, operator, okay. Next question.
If you would like to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Colleen Wilson. Colleen, your line is open.
Hi, commissioners. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to kind of follow up on, I think, Danielle's question a little bit, but just be a little bit more specific. Are there still concerns from the Cuomo administration about, you know, the strategy for doing the tunnel work? Is that a part of the ongoing negotiations regarding the MOU and the local splits? And then my second question is, what are some of the other things that the FTA needed the Gateway Commission to do as far as getting the application ready for re-review for the CIG?
It seems like I'm the right person to answer the first part of your question. The Cuomo administration has been and remains committed to this project. If anything, I think the view is, and always has been, we should proceed as quickly as possible. We should proceed in a way that is as effective, cost-effective as possible, but that this is an important project and we've got to get this done. There's no question about our commitment. Frankly, I don't think there's a question about any partner's commitment. You know, there are from time to time, like any time you have a partnership, there may be minor disagreements about how best to proceed. That's part of being in a partnership. And so there's nothing unusual about that. You know, if anything, I can tell you, as I said a minute ago, my direction is to make sure that we are fully committed to this whole project and that the full thing gets done and that there's a commitment to everything. That will be part of the negotiations related to the MOU to make sure that at least as between the states and then including Amtrak, but first it's between the states, that we all agree that you know, we are in this project from beginning to end, soup to nuts.
All right, operator, next question.
Okay, our next question comes from Clayton Gusa. Clayton, your line is open.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you? Okay, great.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the data you sent through, and it shows that there are already delays piling up from infrastructure issues, and I'm wondering why not look to amend the EIS or the Record of Decision so that you're both repairing in place and building the new tunnels at the same time. If you're saying that it's already causing major delay problems for New Jersey and Amtrak commuters, why not do the simultaneous repair in place and new tunnel construction at the same time?
Steve, I can maybe take a shot at that, if that's okay. I think that the fact that we have continued delays and now that ridership has come back, it obviously has a bigger impact on people, is not a surprise to anyone because, as Steve Cohen mentioned, we went into COVID with significant challenges to the infrastructure we've been relying on for many, many years, mostly because of the level of underinvestment that this project is all about reversing. Amtrak is investing very heavily and working very hard, and during COVID took advantage of a slower than normal schedule to do a tremendous amount of work on a reliability plan to ensure that, at least as far as the tunnels are concerned, and broadly speaking, the infrastructure that we rely on throughout the Northeast Corridor, we are fixing as many problems as we can ahead of causing a potential delay. But having said that, we are relying on infrastructure that is very old and is well beyond the use that it was originally designed for. And the EIS reflects the best thinking about how we can make an investment in improving this infrastructure, not for the next 3 to 5 year period, but literally for the next generation in a way that does actually accommodate the kind of reliability that we need. So we are, in fact, working very hard now on improving the system to be able to get to the point where once we have built the new Hudson Tunnel, we can do the kind of rehabilitation that the existing North River Tunnel requires in order for it to be reliable, not for a short period of time, not reliable in a sort of, you know, secondary or less than full-throated way, but reliable so that people can depend on it every day. And that's what the EIS reflects, and that's what this program reflects.
Our next question
Go ahead, operator.
Operator, go ahead.
Sorry. Our next question comes from Stephen Nesson. Stephen, your line is open.
Hey, everyone. Just a quick question. Steve, I think you mentioned that all the partners are embracing the project, but at least from Governor Cuomo's public rhetoric, it doesn't sound like that at all. But is it possible that the getting New York and New Jersey to agree to funding the project, that it would not be a 50-50 split? Is that a possibility?
No. First of all, you know, I've repeatedly heard this notion that the governor is not committed to the project. And I've read very carefully what he has said, and I'm at a loss to understand why people feel that. What he has repeatedly said is, and by the way, not just about this project, you can look at his view of the Tappan Zee Bridge or the Kosciuszko Bridge or what has gone on at LaGuardia Airport. What he consistently says is he wants to invest in infrastructure, but he wants to do it in a way that is cost effective, that is smart, that gets the people, in this case, not just of New York, but of New York, New Jersey, and the region, the best value for their money. And, you know, we live in a funny time when somebody, I guess, doesn't simply say, yeah, whatever it costs, we'll do it, is somehow treated as if they are not an enthusiastic supporter. But the governor has continued to say, and I'm telling you, his view is, you know, the most recent conversations I've had with the governor's office is, you know, they want to go beyond the tunnels. They want to make sure that we're fully committed and have an understanding on the new train terminal, on because the tracks have to go somewhere after all, and to everything else involved with this project. With that said, though, there's always a caveat, and the caveat is do it intelligently, do it effectively, do it in a way that makes sense. You know, that is basically where New York is, and I think, you know, you're not going to hear our partners say that there's any, meaningful friction from New York, there's, what always happens when you have a partnership, which is there's discussion about how best to complete something.
Okay, operator, next question. Yeah, we're in
our final question is coming from Michael Aronson.
I was going to be disappointed because if any other name would have come up other than Michael Aronson as the final question, I would have thought, how could this possibly be happening? But my faith is restored.
Michael somehow times this perfectly because he really is in last in the queue. We weren't manipulating the queue. So go ahead, Michael.
A couple points. Hopefully we'll do this in person next time, and we won't have to have this situation. For Steve Sigmund, if you could just quickly clarify delay minutes. So if there's 1,000 delay minutes, does that mean a train with 1,000 people is delayed 1 minute?
No. It means collectively the trains, could have been 1,000 trains for 1 minute, though it's not. But collectively the trains were delayed for that amount of time.
But it could have been is it number of people on a train or is it trains themselves?
Trains themselves. So 6 trains, 10 trains, 20 trains, whatever it was, added up in the case you're talking about to whatever it was, the 12,000 minutes in 2020 and 3,400 something in the beginning of 2021. Okay?
Did we might have just lost Michael, actually. Operator, do you know if do we still have Michael?
Let me get him back. One moment.
Yeah, I think we lost him.
And
No, I'm still here.
Line is reopened.
I'm talking. Can I be heard?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I didn't know I'd get cut off. The larger question I wanted to ask to the 3 New York commissioners is, do the 3 New York commissioners interpret Governor Cuomo's request for timely and economic works to include repair in place of the existing tunnel?
Commissioner Bardas here, and I agree with the way Steve Cohen described the governor's view. So both things need to occur. He's excited about the new builds, but we're looking at the rehabilitation as well. So as long as the construction is done in an efficient manner, we don't waste tax dollars. I think that is the view.
Steve, are you still on?
I am. I would concur with what Steve and Jamie said.
I think we may have lost Steve Cohen. I'm not sure.
No, I'm here. Look, I've spoken to this, I think, at just about every board meeting. And I think, again, I'll let the governor speak for himself. There are always other options that have to be reviewed. The question is, are they feasible? And I think there has been a question raised about the feasibility in this instance of repair in place. Right now we have a plan that says we're going to construct 2 new tunnels. We're then going to repair the existing tunnels. If there is a feasible way, I think everybody would agree. I believe Tony has said this before, that would be something that we would consider. I'll leave it to Amtrak. I believe they have, Amtrak and New Jersey Transit knows these tunnels better than I do, and they know the engineering better than I do. I'm a lawyer with an iPhone sitting at home on my couch. So, I think their view is there's a real question of the feasibility, and I think it's something that we have to continue to look at. But, in this instance, as I said before, the bottom line is, in terms of the delays and eliminating them, if there were a way to repair the tunnel, obviously everybody would agree we should do that. In terms of the time of the project, if there's a way to shorten the time of this project, And my view is, if you can do everything all at once, you do everything all at once. It's just faster. And time, literally, in this instance, is money. But I'll defer to my partners with respect to the feasibility of the repair in place.
All right, operator, thank you. I think you can close the call.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your call. You may now disconnect.
Thank you all.
Thanks all.